Father, we come into your presence today thanking you for thy Son, our Savior, and our Lord. We ask that you might guide us as we open your precious word. We think of the scripture that says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We think of this as being our very Lord and Savior. We think of that wonderful title of him as the Word of God. Father, we just commend this time unto you in his name. Amen. This is Mike Moody, along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe. And I'm in 2 Timothy chapter 2 throughout this week. And we're looking at 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 primarily. If you remember, that's the passage that says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we're looking at the area of rightly dividing the word of truth. That means to cut a straight line. And we elaborated just a little bit yesterday about the dispensations or the different dealings that God has had with man, of the time of innocency of Adam and Eve in the garden compared to after they had sinned and was cast out of the garden. We noted how all the different dispensations that ended with man's failure. We noted how the Tower of Babel and Noah's Ark and these type of situations showed an end of a dispensation or a dealing with man. We looked in the future of how also in the 1,000-year reign of Christ, even then, when Satan is loose from his time of being bound, that then he will go about for a season and man will follow him even then and will fail in that time period, or more accurately saying that time of dealing. A dispensation is a mode of dealing that God has with man. We noted of how God himself, his attributes and his characteristics, his character, he himself, God, who cannot lie and cannot deny himself, the only two things you can say that he cannot do, he himself is unchanging. But we see how he has dealt with man in different modes. Well, in mentioning that, also in cutting a straight line, or rightly dividing the word of truth, we'd like to note some areas of study helps. We would like to remind you again that we need to make a clear distinction between Israel and the church. This would keep ones from going into doctrinal error. It would keep ones from what we might say wrongly dividing the word of truth. We don't want to apply something that is directly to Israel and apply it in the sense of us in the church. There are times when we have to make a clear distinction of what is being said directly to Israel or being directly said to the church. We see two different entities. We see how Israel, for example, was dealt with in the Old Testament. Now we see in the church age, from the time of Pentecost and the establishing of the church and the coming of the Spirit of God to dwell in the believers, we see from that point up to now and on into the rapture of the church, of the saints, the catching away. During this time is the church age. The church is the way God is working and dealing through. His sanction is through the local assembly. Now, such as this program that is airing right before you this very moment, is what some people would call a parachurch outreach. In other words, we reach out to the universal church in the sense of all those that know Christ as their Savior. But if we want to get down to what we have in Scripture, God works through the local church, through the local assembly. Now, I'm not saying that the local church cannot benefit from what we say a parachurch type outreach or ministry such as what we are out to do. It can benefit. But we need to see with all the Bible colleges and all of the radio programs and TV programs and this ministry and that ministry, we may forget that God has sanctioned the local assembly is the way that he is dealing and how he works today through his people, through the local testimony, through the local assembly, through the local church. So the local church, there's one big difference, there's a difference between the local church and the universal church. That's something that will help you rightly divide the word of truth. The universal church is all those that know Christ as their Savior, regardless of what country you're in, regardless of where you meet, if you truly are born again, you are in the universal church. But the local church, the local assembly, the local testimony, that is different than the universal church. God deals in different ways. We had a study just where I fellowshiped the other day. A brother had a message on that very subject. I'm looking for the notes, but I don't see it right in front of me. He was making differences on the local church and the universal church as in the scripture. For example, we see there is order in the local church of how God has, as we saw in 1 Timothy, how we ought to behave ourselves in the church of God, which is the ground and pillar of the truth. It's the living God. And there's ways we ought to behave ourselves. There is order in the local assembly. The universal church is broad. It's all those that are saved. It's not a specific testimony, a specific locality. There's a difference. Okay? Having said that, we also see a difference such as law and grace. There's a difference. We see a difference in heaven and hell. We see the two roads and the two destinies. As we see there, a clear distinction, a clear difference. Eternal punishment compared to eternal life. There's a difference of how we rightly divide the word of truth. We see water baptism is separate from regeneration. Water baptism will not regenerate the soul. There's a difference. Water baptism, or we might say believer's baptism, which is done, the physical water baptism is different than being baptized with the Spirit of God when you receive Christ as your Savior. That is two different things. We see your standing as a Christian and your state. In other words, your standing as a Christian, that is the position you have. You are in Christ when you're saved. You are regenerated. You are righteous because of Christ, not your own righteousness. All these wonderful positional truths, but that's different. Your standing is one thing. That does not change. But your state, that's the difference again. There's another difference in the Word of God. Your state or your condition is also different. We see this, your state or your condition changes based on your behavior. For example, the local church compared to universal church, you see there again a difference. In the local church, you are not secure in the sense that if you are in sin and you will not repent, you will not turn, well, you are subject to being disciplined. Whereas the universal church, you are secure in the sense that once you are truly saved, born again, you are secure. That does not change. So you see a difference between both the church universal and the church local. You see a difference between your standing, your position, which does not change, and your state or your condition, your as a believer. Many differences in the Word of God. We could say as an umbrella over all of this discussion of rightly dividing the Word of Truth, that where God makes a difference, we must make a difference. Where God makes a difference, we must make a difference. This is rightly dividing the Word of Truth. Okay. Also, for example, in the universal church, it says in Galatians there's no difference between Jew or Gentile, or Jew or Greek. There's no difference between male or female. Well, the book of Galatians is speaking of salvation truth. It's speaking of not falling back under Judaism, under the law, as a mode of living, as your clear teaching in Galatians is salvation truth, not church truth. So there we see something that would fall under the universal church. There's no difference between male and female. We're all equal before Christ, our salvation and our position before Christ. But in the local church, there is a difference between male and female because God has order in the local church. See, if you don't make a difference in the scripture where God makes a difference, then when it says there's no difference between male and female, people will wrongly divide the word of truth and try to pull a passage out of context and say, aha, then we can have women preachers. It doesn't matter. My friend, again, that passage quoted in Galatians 3:27, 28 and 29, is speaking of the universal church. There is no difference between male and female. We're equal before God in our standing in Christ. But when it comes to our functions in the local assembly, totally different. There is a difference because it says that Adam was first created, then Eve. Eve is the one that was deceived, as we read in 1 Timothy chapter 2, tied in with Genesis chapter 3. We see there, and we don't have time to elaborate, but we see there a great example. There's a difference between the local church and the universal church. People would take passages such as that out of context. The local assembly, women are not to teach nor to usurp authority, but on the universal level, they are equal before God, male and female. Then we see such as worship. We see in the Old Testament, the Levitical priesthood was the only ones that could go before into the holy place and offer up sacrifices and do the work of a priest. But now in the New Testament, we see a difference. There is not a, what you say, clergy-lady division. It says that all believers are a royal, holy priest. We all have equal access before God. There's variance in gift among the believers, but the Bible does not teach a clergy-laity division in the New Testament. We are not under the Levitical priesthood of the Old. So we see a great difference between the priesthood of the Old Testament and the priesthood of the New Testament. All that are saved are royal, holy priests. Another great difference in the Word of God. We see where it speaks of the nation being Israel, when you see that in the Bible, but when it says nations, it's speaking of there, the Gentiles, the nations round about Israel. We see Jew, Gentile, and the church. There's a difference between that and the Word of God. We see when it's speaking of circumcised and uncircumcision, it's speaking of the Jew and the Greek there. We see all kinds of differences in the Word of God. We see, in the Old Testament, we see atonement, a covering for sin. Kofar is the Hebrew word, but in the New Testament we see reconciliation. We are reconciled and we're brought nigh to God. We have peace by the blood of His cross. We see these wonderful things. We see such as we mentioned earlier, blessings different in the Old Testament compared to the New between Israel and the church. Our blessings are spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We're not necessarily going to have riches and wealth materially as Christians that are pilgrims and strangers on this earth. Well, this has been Mike Moody, and I hope this has been some type of encouragement to you, some areas of study helps as we look to rightly divide the word of truth, looking at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. We mentioned a dozen or so differences in the word of God. Where God makes a difference, we must make a difference. And that will help us from being confused and from wrongly dividing the word of truth. It'll help us in our study in the scripture if we reconcile the Bible together by seeing the different time periods, the different modes of dealing God has had with different people, primarily the difference between Israel and the church. We see that is a must in rightly dividing the word of truth. So many people have off doctrines, particularly, like I've mentioned, like the TV preachers and all. We see such doctrine that is contrary to the New Testament church, because they don't make a difference where they need to make a difference between the church and Israel. Well, again, this is Mike Moody for Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe, encouraging you to study to show thyself approved before God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Thank you and have a good day.